Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a classic Amen break and turn it into a jungle swing drum loop inside Ableton Live 12, using resampling to make it feel tight, human, gritty, and ready for a proper drum and bass track. This is a beginner-friendly workflow, but the result can sound seriously powerful. The big idea is simple. Instead of just looping the Amen and hoping it works, we're going to slice it, play it like an instrument, add swing and ghost notes, shape the tone, and then print it back to Audio. That last step is huge, because resampling helps the break feel more finished and lets you work faster once the groove is there. Start by dragging a clean Amen break into an audio track. Turn warp on, and if the break is already close to tempo, use beats mode. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM if you want that classic DNB feel. If the loop is a little messy, take a moment to clean up the warp marker so the strongest kick lands properly on the grid. That little bit of setup will make everything easier later. Now create a new MIDI track and load Simpler. Drag the Amen audio into Simpler and switch to slice mode. For now, slice by transients and keep the default settings simple. This is a really nice beginner move because it lets you treat the break like a drum kit instead of a fixed audio loop. That's where the jungle energy starts to come alive. Now open the MIDI editor and build a simple one-bar pattern first. Don't try to do too much at once. Place the main kick and snare hits where they belong. Then use the slices from the original break for the obvious parts of the groove. After that, add a couple of ghost notes, maybe one just before the snare, and another small offbeat hit to create bounce. This is where the swing comes in. Open the groove pool and try a light swing groove, something like an MPC-style 16th note swing around 55 to 58%. Keep it subtle. You want movement, not sloppy timing. A good starting point is to apply swing with about 20 to 35% groove amount. Also, use velocity as part of the groove. Ghost notes should be softer than the main hits, so lower some of those notes into the 30 to 70 velocity range. That softness is part of the jungle feel. Now think like a drum arranger, not just a loop maker. A strong Amen edit has call and response energy. So duplicate that one bar idea into two bars, and then make the second bar answer the first. Remove one hit, add a little fill, or leave a tiny gap before the next snare. You can even use a short snare drag or a quick hat slice at the end of bar 2. Small changes like that make the break feel performed instead of pasted. If a slice is too long or too messy, open Simpler and shorten the decay a bit. And if you hear clicks, use small fades or clean up the clip edges. The goal is not perfection. The goal is a break that feels alive and controlled. Before we resample, let's shape the tone a little. Add EQ 8 after Simpler and gently cut any unnecessary low rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. If the break is fighting your future bass line, dip a little in the low mids around 180 to 300 Hz. If the hats feel too sharp, a small dip around 6 to 9 kHz can help smooth things out. Next, add drum bus, but keep it restrained. A little drive, maybe around 5 to 15%, can make the break feel more glued and aggressive. A small transient boost can help the snare punch through. Just don't overdo it, because too much drum bus can flatten the energy. After that, add saturator and try a modest drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip can help if you want a slightly thicker, more committed sound. You can also drop in utility and check the mono compatibility from time to time, especially if you're planning to layer this under bass. Now we get to the fun part, resampling. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track and record a full one bar or two bar section of the processed Amen. This is where you commit to the sound. Resampling is powerful because it turns your MIDI-driven break into a single audio performance, which is much faster to edit and much easier to arrange later. Once it's recorded, consolidate the audio, rename it something clear like Amen Jungle Swing 172, and color code it so you can find it fast. Now listen to the groove in context. If it already feels good, trust it. Don't get stuck endlessly tweaking the MIDI. A lot of great DNB workflow is about printing early and moving forward. Now that you have audio, you can get surgical. Trim the start so the transient lines up cleanly. Add tiny fades to avoid clicks. Duplicate the loop across 4 or 8 bars and listen to how it breathes over time. If one hit feels too late or too early, nudge the audio slightly instead of rebuilding everything. You can also reverse a short fill for a transition, or cut out one ghost note to create space for the bass line. That micro space matters a lot in drum and bass. Try to think in layers here, not just loops. A really strong Amen part often has a solid body and a more chaotic top layer. A simple beginner version of that is to duplicate the resampled break, keep one copy fairly clean for punch, and treat the second copy more like texture. You can high-pass the duplicate and tuck it quietly underneath the main drum loop for extra snap and air. Now let's add some movement. Automate a few simple things instead of piling on too many effects. A slow, auto-filter cutoff move can create a nice buildup. You might start around 200 Hz and open it all the way up across 4 or 8 bars. You can also increase drum bus drive a little in the last 2 bars before a drop, or send just the snare fill into a bit of reverb for atmosphere. Even a tiny gain dip from utility during a transition can make the next section feel bigger when it comes back in. When you arrange this, think like a Riedel DNB record. Start with a filtered or chopped version of the amen in the intro, then build the density, then let the full edited break hit over the drop. For a switch up, remove a kick, reverse a slice, or use a missing beat edit so the next hit lands harder. Then bring the main loop back with a bit more grit or a slightly different fill. If you're making a roller or a darker tune, this kind of variation keeps the drums moving without losing the identity of the groove. A few beginner mistakes are worth watching out for. First, don't over-quantize the whole break. If everything lands perfectly on the grid, the jungle swing disappears. Second, don't let the break eat all the low end. Your sub needs room. Third, don't overuse saturation or drum bus, because you can lose punch fast. And fourth, don't forget to resample. If you keep editing MIDI forever, the workflow gets slow and messy. Here's a really useful practice move. Make 2 versions of the same amen. One should be clean and swing focused, and the other should be darker and more aggressive. Keep the groove in both, but print one with a little more drive and maybe a slightly darker filter. Then loop both over 4 bars and listen to which one feels better as the main drop, and which one feels better as a switch up. A nice extra trick is to compare the drums with the bassline playing, not just in solo. A break can sound amazing alone and still crowd the track, so always check it in context early. If the drums still feel exciting with the bass and pads in the mix, you're on the right path. To wrap this up, remember the core workflow. Slice the amen in simpler or a drum rack. Program a loose but controlled jungle swing pattern. Use ghost notes and small phrase changes to create life. Shape the tone with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. Then resample the loop to audio once it feels right. After that, arrange it in 2-bar and 4-bar variations so it works like a real drum and bass section. That's the big win here. You're not just copying an amen break. You're turning it into a modern, usable, heavyweight drum performance that can sit under a sub-bass line, drive a drop, or carry a switch-up with attitude. Now for your practice challenge. Build a mini 16-bar drum section using 1 amen break and at least 3 printed audio versions. Make 1 version clean, 1 version more saturated and darker, and 1 version filtered or edited for transitions. Keep the groove human, keep the bass in mind, and let the loop evolve over time without losing its identity. That's the workflow. Slice it, swing it, print it, and make it hit.